On the 21st of July, in the first consulship of Valentinian, horrible phenomena suddenly spread through the entire extent of the world, such as are related to us neither in fable nor in truthful history. For a little after daybreak, preceded by heavy and repeated thunder and lightning, the whole of the firm and solid earth was shaken and trembled. The sea, with its rolling waves, was driven back and withdrew from the land, so that in the abyss of the deep thus revealed, men saw many kinds of sea creatures stuck fast in the slime, and vast mountains and deep valleys which nature, the Creator, had hidden in the unplumbed depths. Then, as one might well believe, first saw the beams of the sun. Hence, many ships were stranded as if on dry land, and since many men roamed about without fear in the little that remained of the waters to gather fish and similar things with their hands, the roaring sea, resenting, as it were, this forced retreat, rose in its turn. And over the boiling shoals, it dashed mightily upon islands and broad stretches of the mainland, and levelled innumerable buildings in the cities and where else they were found, so that amid the mad discord of the elements, the altered face of the earth revealed marvellous sights. For the great mass of waters, returning when it was least expected, killed many thousands of men by drowning, and by the swift recall of the eddying tides, a number of ships, after the swelling of the wet elements subsided, were seen to have foundered, and lifeless bodies of shipwrecked persons lay floating on their backs or on their faces. Other great ships, driven by the mad blasts, landed on the tops of buildings, as happened at Alexandria, and some were driven almost 2 miles inland, like a Laconian ship which I myself, in passing that way, saw near the town of Methone, yawning apart through long decay.